Given the long hours residents kept and the often life-or-death decisions they had to make, her military illusion bore some merit. But back to that first trip, taken in haste, almost hysteria, because the girls had wanted, I suppose, to claim time as fiercely as our men did. Beautiful Point Clear, Alabama. The house had belonged to Teddy's first wife, Cornelia, who would ultimately leave Teddy a few months after he went into private practice for a college boyfriend whose family boasted as much money as her own, taking her wonderful beach house with her. Let me be clear. We did not mourn Cornelia. I don't think even Teddy did. She was a lazy, drawling aristocrat whose sole persona seemed to be heavy-lidded amusement at the likes of the rest of us. But for a good long while, we sorely missed her rambling, gray-shingled beach house, with its endless airy rooms reminiscent of a Ralph Lauren ad, surrounded by a picket fence drooling Rosa rugosa and dipping its feet into the warm green sea. We all took turns finding the next August's beach house, but we perpetually complained that none were as house-beautiful perfect as the Colletons. Perhaps our affection for the place was like a first love. It takes the long view of